Since the attacks, the United States has been urging Canada to toughen its immigration laws and tighten its border. Security experts on both sides of the border worry that Canada has become a staging base for terrorist plots against the U.S. Anthony Brooks of member station WBUR reports from Montreal.
David Harris is the former head of strategic planning for the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service. For the past several years, he's been sounding an alarm.
Terror has an enormous potential in Canada. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service even confirmed about 2 years ago that there are at least 50 terrorist organizations on Canadian soil, and they include some of the most vicious known worldwide.
Harris says liberal immigration and asylum laws make Canada a natural choice for terrorists, as does its proximity to targets in the U.S. Each year, Canada welcomes 250,000 immigrants, most of whom blend peacefully into Canadian society, but Harris says some exploit the country's tolerant attitudes and laws.
In Canada, we have the distinction of giving tax breaks to people who are funding international terrorism. We've been lax enough that a good number of the organizations with this so-called charitable status are really known to be terrorist supporters.
Moves to toughen Canadian finance laws failed last year. Today, new proposals are back on the table in Ottawa, including efforts to strengthen border security and immigration controls. Montreal is home to more than 100,000 Muslims from a dozen countries. In the Halal grocery store in the city's west end, the spices and sweets of the Middle East flavor the air. A man named Bakri from Lebanon, in a white apron, chops a chicken into pieces and says the finger-pointing, the dirty looks, and the talk of tougher immigration laws are unfair.
The people here, like, they're coming here, like, to work, to study, like, to see their future. That's it. Not to do something bad. Why I'm coming here, like, I'm coming here, like, to study at the beginning, to work, and to see my future. That's it. And the other people, the same.
Salam El Manyawi, with the Islamic Center of Quebec and Montreal, agrees.
We should not let our anger change our principle, otherwise we're going to lose, and then our moral position at the end, we will lose that.
But pressure on Canada to tighten its laws is also coming from the U.S. Congressman Lamar Smith, a Republican from Texas, has studied border security and says Canada must do more.
I don't think the United States should tell Canada what to do, but I do think that we can encourage them to take another look at their laws and see if the laws are not contributing to the temptation by terrorists around the world to use Canada as sort of a staging ground to get into the United States.
So far, authorities on both sides of the border say there's no hard evidence of a Canadian connection to September 11th. But U.S. authorities did arrest a man outside of Chicago in connection with the attacks who lived in Toronto and who had suspected links with the prime suspect, Osama bin Laden. There's also the case of Ahmed Rassam, says former Canadian intelligence official David Harris.
I think it was a tour de force illustration of all of the weaknesses that seem to exist in Canada on the policy, the legal, the procedural, and other levels.
According to court documents, Rassam arrived in Canada in 1992 from Algeria with a forged passport, a bogus asylum claim, and a criminal record, but still received Canadian welfare checks. He slipped into Montreal's Muslim community, changed his identity, obtained a Canadian passport, and was trained in terrorist tactics, including bomb-making and chemical warfare, at a camp run by Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. He plotted to bomb Los Angeles Airport, and in December 1999 drove from Canada into Washington State with a trunk load of explosives. Only an alert U.S. border guard and a lot of luck stopped him.
Clearly, there is a problem.
That's Rex Brynan, a professor of political science at McGill University in Montreal. He says Canada should strengthen its asylum laws, but he says it would be wrong to run roughshod over principles embraced by many North Americans.
Many thousands and thousands of people in Canada and the United States are alive because they were provided with refugee status by Canada or by the U.S., far more than died in the World Trade Center bombing. So we have to always counterpoise the lives that are saved by refugee laws against the risk of terrorism.
Since September 11th, Canada has endorsed President Bush's plan to starve terrorist groups of money, and it ordered new tough screening for refugee claimants. Many Canadians resent the notion of marching lockstep with their southern neighbors. But Wesley Wark, professor of international relations at the University of Toronto, believes the Canadian government is engaging in this fight.
And that's a very difficult matter for Canadians because we've never really confronted that problem before. We're now being forced to play catch-up in an area that is unfamiliar to many people in power.
Wark says the world changed on September 11th, and so did Canada. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks in Montreal.